Co, your E! Report. Okay, so you know everybody's buzzing about last night's episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So you know I had to get my girl on the line to set some things straight. Jocelyn!
Yes, I'm here, Sexy. What's going on?
Awesome. It's so good to talk to you, first of all. Despite all the drama, I mean, how's the music and everything coming along?
I just put out my new single, Balal, yesterday, and you can go get it from MissJocelyn.com. I love the new single. It's just so hot. Just working.
Got to keep grinding.
Well, somebody got to go get them cookies.
How about that? Now, fortunately, though, the TV show's been doing well. The ratings are through the roof, and I don't think anybody was ready for ATL to really get down like that. Like, y'all really showing them what's going down.
Well, you know, between Stevie J and Jocelyn Hernandez, you know, we make it do what it do. You know, everybody else is just supporting cast.
Okay. So I take it that you and Stevie J are still on very good terms.
Well, you know what? Stevie J is my manager, and you know I'm signed. I'm the first lady of Danger Zone, his record label. So we're gonna always be in business together, and we're partners, and it's no other way. That's not gonna change ever.
Okay, so you're good enough to keep it professional, keep the business first.
Well, I was always keeping it professional. You know, things happen, and we live and learn from our mistakes, and then you keep it pushing, and business still goes on.
Jocelyn, did you really get rid of that baby?
Did you see the last thing? You didn't see the last episode?
I did, but everybody's still questioning, like, did she really do it for real, or is it a stunt?
Yes. No, I'm not pregnant, and, you know, it's something that I'm not proud of, but, you know, I wasn't ready for that. I'm young, I'm 25, and you know what, Erica? I hate when people talk bad about me because they don't know my struggle. I raised myself since I was 13 years old, and I had a rough life. And, you know, I've been used, beat up, you know, everything. And it doesn't matter to me because that's how I grew. That's how I learned. That's how I'm stronger. That's how I'm smarter. That's how I'm just faster. And it's no stopping to me. I mean, I wasn't ready for no baby.
Jocelyn, you wouldn't believe how many artists have gone through this and kind of made that. We can call it a mistake or an experience or something like that. But do you feel like this is the last time you might mix the business with the pleasure in terms of, like, your manager, someone so responsible for your career?
Well, Stevie is my manager, and he's going to be my manager. I'm not looking for any boyfriend, anything. I'm just looking for work, and, you know, I won't be having any affairs with anyone anytime soon because I'm just so focused in my career right now.
Okay, so you even seeing beyond Mimi right now?
I never worried about Mimi. That ain't none of my business what Mimi does. That's her business to me, and I'm not worrying about what she got going on. And I hope she's not worrying about me because I'm doing me.
Well, honey, I'm thinking she still is. Now, the fight episode that everybody's still talking about, and it's kind of hard to tell, I guess, who got the best or who on that one. But why did you think that Erica was sleeping with Stevie, or what did you even think was going on? Did it kind of come out of nowhere for you? And, of course, I'm talking about the fight between Stevie and Scrappy, who wasn't really scrapping.
Girl, let me tell you something about Stevie, girl. Stevie forgets who he sleeps with, okay? He sleeps with a lot of people. I still say he slept with her. He don't remember, but I know him better than Mimi knows him. Anybody knows him, and I know how he is. I forgot. I didn't know, Jocelyn. Yeah, you don't know anything. You never know anything. It didn't come out of nowhere. It is what it is, and I know what I know.
So you still know and believe that Stevie J has slept with Scrappy's baby mother, Erica, even though she claims she's never even met this guy before?
You know they be lying. I don't know why they lie on their cookie cat. If you give it away, don't lie.
How about
that?
Give
it away.
Now, I see you're moving forward and beyond the music, and now that the TV is going so well, how far do you want to take it besides the music?
Well, I say this to you, baby. I'll be in the TV for the next 30, 40 years. I'm not going anywhere. So, and I have so many plans. My own show, Spanish TV. You know, I speak Spanish, of course, because I rap and sing in Spanish.
Ooh, say something real sexy and encouraging right now for our Hispanic listeners right now.
Para mi gente, pónganse a luchar, pónganse a trabajar, y vamos a hacer dinero, y vamos a quedarnos juntos para seguir para adelante. Y los quiero mucho. Yo soy Hernández.
Mm-hmm. I got most of that. Hey.
You speak Spanish?
I can pass. If you're my homegirl, I'll be calling you Jocelyn. And,
oh, yeah, hi, Jocelyn. That's what my mom called me, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
I'm so excited. I'm glad that you have me. It was so great speaking to you. And I just want to say to my ladies, let's get to work. You know, let's not worry about this man because we focus on this man so much that we forget about our career and what we have to do and how we have to live and take care of ourselves and our kids and our family, moms. brothers and sisters, because we always focus on this man, and this man, really, at the end of the day, they're going to do what they're going to do. The only person that can stop you from success is yourself. And get your asses in the gym and look good for your man so you won't be having to worry about the next chick.
And you damn sure are a lady, because I heard that rumor too, and come on now, you are a lady. Hello.
Girl, let me tell you something.
That was crazy.
I've never heard something like that in my life. I've always had good luck with men. Men gave me everything. They took care of me. I've never heard anyone say such thing about me. I'm such a beautiful woman, and I'm damn near perfect that somebody, you know, they just hate. And it's stupid. Why would you bash anybody? Me, the only thing that could stop me is somebody shoot me with a gun. Other than that, I'm going to the top.
Preach, Jocelyn. Please
hate.
Tell them. Yes, let them know.
I hate that.
Follow her now.
Follow
on Twitter at Miss Jocelyn, right?
Miss Jocelyn. Yes, baby. And please go check out my new single. It's called Ballad.
That's right. My Twitter followers are already buzzing with it. And you're doing something right. So you keep doing it, baby.
You're damn right, baby. You have your blessed day. And I'll talk to you later.
All right, baby. Watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta every Monday night on VH1. I'm on Twitter right now at EKane Tweets. That 5 o'clock ride is back in 6 minutes.